A 62-year-old quadriplegic died, causing her daughter to call me with an impossible case she wanted me to solve.
I reached out to you because I'm a longtime follower of your channel. Last week, my mother had passed away. My brother and I were organizing her affairs. We discovered that she had been a victim of a scam. Appeared to be a romance scam of some sort that had been going on almost 2 years, since December of 2023 is the earliest that we can find evidence of it. She ended up in this scam sending more than $10,000-$15,000 in Bitcoin crypto to a scammer who she believed to be a Hallmark actor. My brother and I are not familiar with Hallmark movies, so we didn't recognize the name of the person that was messaging her. She had been getting these messages pretty much since the day that she passed. Hey, where are you? I miss you. And then as the days went on, it started to get more pressing, like, hey, I'm worried about you. And then there were like romantic terms that started popping up, like, baby, I love you.
Now, from the moment I heard this story, it was heartbreaking, but I also thought it could be impossible. And I didn't know if I'd cover it for the same reason I almost never cover romance scams, despite them being a $1 billion-a-year industry. It's because when a romance scam is done right, you can never find out who's behind it. But three things made Erin's case different. One, she was organized and archived all her mother's emails and payments. Two, the scammer didn't seem to know that her mother was dead yet, which I thought we could use to our advantage. And third, the scammer knew her mother was quadriplegic the whole time and exploited it.
They acknowledge it over the email and they're like, we understand you're on SSI and disabled. And like my mom gave them way too much information about herself, which just like made her a prime target. She's like, I'm bedridden. I'm in and out of the hospital. I have a fixed income of X. Like unfortunately gave them a lot of information for them to use against her. And so she's been in and out of the hospital for like the last year, and they have been like hammering her over email to make these payments or else she'll lose access to this like Tyler Hines guy.
Now, full disclosure, this doesn't make it easier to track the scammer, but it does really motivate me to know how awful and evil this whole thing was. This person knowingly exploited a disabled woman. And it was at this point I realized I had to take this case, even if I knew it was probably unsolvable. My dream here is to find the people responsible and go after them and expose them for what they're doing.
Yeah, I support that fully.
Yeah, and so it's just going to be a hunt. I mean, there's no promises because these people have basically had to mess up, which is not guaranteed.
Yep.
But, and then the second part of this is that if they haven't messed up, then what we're going to try to do is catfish them. Now, before we can find and expose the scammer responsible for all of this, we have to do a review of the evidence and what we know. Let's start with who Erin's mother was.
Your mother was quadriplegic. She wasn't always. Actually, I saw an interview with her on the Food Network where she's, you know, kind of bright and peppy and, you know, making candy for kids.
We keep our eyes peeled for any kind of candy and add a little harmless mischief to it.
Our mother was a force to be reckoned with. Mom ran marathons. She was a very accomplished person, both professionally and personally. And so it was really devastating to her and her ability to control her life. Our mom was a rather competitive former gymnast, so always loved to throw a backflip or two. And just on an unfortunate day, somebody crossed her path and she ended up landing on her neck. And she was paralyzed at that moment from the neck down completely. She lost all ability to care for herself down to determining her ability to take a sip of water.
And this is when she found the internet, where she started to spend a lot of her time.
Going from a person who ran marathons to sitting in a bed with no free will was not easy for her by any means. And so we were happy that she was able to get on the internet and talk to folks on Facebook and really just have those outlets. And it's really disappointing that it ended up being exploited against her when it was one of the things that probably brought her the most joy in her life, you know, towards the end in the years when she wasn't able to do much else but spend some time on the internet.
So that's what we know about Deirdre, but who is her scammer? Well, we don't have a clue, except we know who it's not. It's definitely not a Hallmark actor named Tyler Hines. We know that because romance scammers never use their own real names. They use well-known celebrities. And given that Tyler Hines is a well-known Hallmark movies actor where he usually plays romantic leads, he's a commonly impersonated target to the point where his actual Instagram bio reads, "Please stay safe from scammers. I don't private message anyone," which is just heartbreaking to read in hindsight. Tyler's even posted as of several weeks ago about romance scams using his likeness with AI-generated photos and audio. Sadly, though, this warning came too late because reviewing the photos, our scammer definitely sent Deirdre AI-generated photos, with one even having Deirdre's name on it with Tyler Hines holding it up. I also noticed the scammer used hospital photos of Tyler a lot, which I thought was weird until I realized hospitals were a common subject between them, and it was a way to make Deirdre feel not so alone, because in their emails, Deirdre mentions the hospital and her disability constantly. Quote, "My challenge is that I'm a quadriplegic. I cannot use my hands. I don't have any other IDs with my up-to-date photo on it. Such are the issues of quadriplegics. How's that for the errant quadriplegic finger getting involved when it's not supposed to hit send yet?" So the scammer was relating to her with AI-generated hospital photos of Tyler. They also used AI-generated audio of Tyler as well, trying to comfort her.
"I know things feel heavy right now, but I'm here. We'll get through this together, step by step. You're not alone, and I love you more than words can say. Everything will be okay, I promise."
And look, I know those of you who are on the younger side, maybe you wonder who could possibly fall for this. But before you ask that, you should know these scams are not quick and they're not actually simple. The scam started when Deirdre joined a Tyler Hines fan club on Facebook, where dozens of scammer accounts were waiting. And from here, Deirdre was emailed by a Hallmark management account who tells Deirdre that they're offering special backstage access to actors for a license fee and wanted to know if Deirdre was interested. She said yes, she's interested in connecting with Tyler, but before she could join, she was asked to sign an NDA, which sounds official, right? Businesses use NDAs. But of course, this wasn't Hallmark movies at all. This was still the scammer. And the point was to lower the chance of friends and family finding out about the scam because she might feel that she's not allowed to tell them. Deirdre complied and explained this, quote, "Believe me, I have no interest in anyone becoming aware of this agreement." Now, Deirdre being disabled and unable to work, she didn't have enough money to pay for the license agreement up front because she was on disability fixed income. She told this to the scammer, and they put her on a payment plan of $500 a month. Deirdre replied, "It's very expensive. I budgeted down to the penny for $500 a month. I am not this financially savvy. That doesn't leave me much for huge extras." Deirdre even asked for a discount on the license towards the end of her life, as she realized she probably wouldn't have enough time left to fully pay it off. And she asked if your group can see it in your heart to give me some sort of discount on the rest of this balance. The scammer responded, "We apologize, but we can't make any discounts." So I want you to understand, Deirdre did not think that Tyler Hines fell in love with her from a photo or just messaged her online for no reason. She thought she had signed up for a legitimate fan club access program. And within that secret program, they fell in love over time, which she couldn't talk about because she had signed an NDA. And the whole time, she maintained that access by paying a fee. And speaking of that fee, here's where we're going to first trace the Bitcoin payments which Deirdre made. Lucky for us, she recorded the transaction hashes over email, and so they weren't deleted. But following the money, it looks pretty quickly like they go straight to a deposit address for an offshore exchange, which without government investigatory powers, we're kind of stuck here. And the same is true of Telegram, the messaging app, because we have their Telegram ID, but like nothing else, nothing that gives us a name. And that's basically all we have. We have an email handle. We've got some pictures, AI generated, some Bitcoin payments, and a Telegram account. Like I said, I didn't think it would go very far here. This is standard for romance scams. There's almost nothing to go on. And from here, it was pretty much straight to plan B, the catfishing. I didn't have a lot of other ideas. And my plan was to use the scammer's own greed against them, but with a little help from another YouTuber. A friend of mine, he does some like scam busting stuff. He's done some stuff before where he'll send some websites where they're gonna get crypto if they put in some information. And like one of the steps they have to do is they have to activate their webcam. And you know, sometimes websites will say that and people will just do it.
you know, they're so desperate to kind of get the Bitcoin.
Now, if you don't know, I'm talking about the YouTuber Kit Boga, who's a famous scam catcher who does this all the time and catfishes these scammers.
This is so you won't bother my family
again. Why are you leaving?
Luckily for me, he agreed to help us and lend us some of his scam-catching tools. And so here was plan B in a nutshell. First, Erin would send the scammer a picture of a fake Bitcoin receipt posing as her mother, who the scammer still believed was still alive. We would tell him that it was a lump sum payment for the rest of the license fee. It would have a unique code that when the scammer entered it on the special website, we would know it had to be them because no one else had the code, and then we would grab their IP. And that was just phase one, which honestly went perfect. Within moments, already the first IP log came in. It was from America. And then four more came in from Nigeria, which honestly isn't surprising because Nigeria is one of the romance scam capitals of the world. And finally, it geolocates us to the rough area we should be expecting here. But honestly, it's really not enough though either. We still don't have a name. We have really nothing except a general location. So here's where we went to phase two, the unmasking. For this, Kit Boga had created a human verification CAPTCHA system.
So once a scammer is on the page trying to claim their Bitcoin, they have to face a CAPTCHA to prove they're human, right? But this is not like any other CAPTCHA they've done before. It's like the number of beads in this picture. Honestly, it's just a 50-50 shot on whether or not they're going to get the answer right. So sometimes they do it again and again and again. They also have to hand draw things like this rat.
Now, in a certain kind of way, this is kind of genius design because it makes the scammer feel like they're making progress on getting their Bitcoin. Because up next comes the hardest part, the toughest ask. The scammer is asked to prove they're human by turning on their camera. It's the final challenge before they'd unlock their Bitcoin. And this was a big moment because, again, the scammer has to voluntarily do this. No one can turn on their camera for them. So I wasn't honestly holding my breath. I thought there's no way until Kit Boga sent me a photo. No way. He actually gave us photos and videos, multiple videos of himself. And I immediately wanted to show it to Deidre's children, Erin. And at this point, her brother had joined Duncan as well. And I wanted to let them know we had found their mother's scammer. This is also when I asked them if they wanted to take it a step further.
This is what his face looks like.
No way.
Wow.
This is the guy. That's the guy who stole $13,000 from your mother.
Crazy.
It's insane.
What you guys want to do from here, we're going to probably call him and confront him, and we can three-way you in if you want to say something to this person, if you want to confront them. If not, that's totally fine.
Well, first, thank you. Like, that's amazing what you've done, and the fact that you took our email cold and really put, like, so much effort into this, like, sincerely thank you. Because it was... Our mother wouldn't have put it down, and she would be very proud that you were able to figure this out and unmask this person. So just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Yeah, seriously, thank you.
Number two, yes, would love the opportunity to say something to the scammer.
All right, this is where we get to phase three of the unmask. I didn't think it would make it this far, to be honest, so I was kind of flying blind. But my basic plan was to let Erin speak to her mother's scammer. And then also my dream goal was to get this guy's government ID so he could report him to the proper authorities with a name and an address. The idea was to let the scammer think he was really close to getting all this new money. But I would tell him, look, before we can release the rest of it, your account is frozen pending an KYC review. And here's how that went.
Hello, welcome to my coin. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Are you there?
Yeah, because I'm calling concerning a pending withdrawal of my wallet.
Okay, excellent. I can help you with that. Can I start with your name?
Okay. I'm David.
Sorry, you said your name is David?
Yeah.
Okay, David. And can I verify... There should be a 6-digit PIN on your dashboard. Can you verify that for me?
It is 415-331.
Okay, 1 second.
I'm muted right now. He's so good at this.
Excellent. I have your account pulled up. What seems to be the problem?
I'm trying to make withdrawal to an external wallet. So it's still pending.
Okay, so it looks like because it's an external wallet, I have to transfer you to my manager. If you hold on just 1 second, I'll place you on a brief hold, and okay. Then I'll put you on with my manager, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hello, please. I'm trying to make a withdrawal to my external wallet. It's still pending on my dashboard.
Hello, yes. This is Mr. Coffee. How's it going? What do you need today?
I'm trying to make you withdraw to my external wallet.
Yes, okay. Alright, yes, I am seeing that. And unfortunately, before we can release the rest of the funds, we have to do a know your customer verification that requires a short ID upload, and then we can release the rest of the funds. That is just per our protocol. I know you've done some kind of a webcam or something. I don't know if you have an ID you can provide, and we can release the rest of the funds.
Oh, he just hung up. I don't know if he can do things on the phone while he's also going on the internet or whatever.
Right. Yeah, just have. We'll wait for him to call back. I'm gonna. Oh my gosh! I think we're gonna get this. Holy.
Mr. Coffee. you said your name was Mr. Coffee.
I froze. You're lucky I didn't say CoffeeZilla. I was freaking out. Yeah, okay. Maybe I wasn't the perfect catfisher. It was one of my first tries. But look, honestly, it worked to my giant shock. And while we were waiting for him to upload his ID, we decided to get Aaron on the line to set up the final confrontation. And that's when we got it.
Here, let me call her real quick.
Do you want to wait until he uploads the ID?
Because Yeah. I'll see.
Well, you can talk to her.
She can set it up right now. Yeah, I'm calling her.
Okay. You got him.
Hey. So we're on the phone with him. We're trying to get his ID uploaded. And anyway, he hung up while he was trying to upload his ID. Can you see if you can set up a Discord account real quick? Because that would be the easiest way for us to patch you in.
You got it.
Oh my gosh, we got his ID.
It looks just like him.
Oh my gosh. No way.
It looks just like him.
No way!
That's so good.
Oh my gosh! This is insane! Okay. All right. Okay, he's gonna call back in a second. We're gonna keep him on hold. Download Discord and send me, you have to create an account, send me your ID and we will we'll patch you in. I truly could not believe it. I don't know if you can see in the video, but my hands were shaking. I've censored out his full personal details for YouTube, although to be clear, it was not censored, and we have given the full ID to the proper authorities. And from here, we've gotten everything I dreamed of. There's really nothing left to do but hand it off to Erin and let her finish the job however she wanted. Hello, this is Mr. Coffee. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, I'm speaking with David. I hope he's the manager.
Oh, David, yes, this is the manager. It looks like actually we have a flag on your account. Hold on, I have to pass it to the vice president here. Actually, she's in charge of anti-scam prevention. Hold on 1 second, I'm just gonna patch her in real quick.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
David, are you there?
Hey, David.
Or should we call you Tyler Hines, David? Because we've seen your extensive messaging impersonating Mr. Tyler Hines. And we see here you've actually defrauded a woman in the United States who is a quadriplegic bedbound individual out of more than $15,000 just prior to her death. How do you feel about that, David?
I don't understand.
No, you understand. You've been messaging and impersonating an actor and defrauding a woman who literally can't even do anything in her life beyond use her phone. can't give herself a drink of water. And you have pressured her and antagonized her into giving you money for almost the last 2 years. You tell her you pray for her, David. I pray for you.
I'm an agent.
David, you're not an agent. You're lying.
I just provided my ID. I'm an agent.
And what is your agency doing besides extorting and frauding vulnerable folks?
That is not true.
Then what are you doing, David?
I was sent to receive a payment. I'm actually an agent.
Okay. And if you're saying someone sent you and you're not the person responsible, who is?
Sir, I can't disclose that.
Well, if you're not willing to disclose who you're working for and what you're doing, then it's you taking responsibility for defrauding a woman who is literally on her deathbed.
I never did that. I didn't do any of that.
You wouldn't have the information that you would, and you wouldn't be calling us here if it wasn't you, man. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Good, because I do too. And God does not look kindly on people who do what you do to vulnerable people. So if you want to get right with God, you should probably start by being honest.
Oh, he didn't like that. He just hung up.
Oh my God.
Was I too intense? I'm sorry, guys.
No. Maybe it's exactly whatever you needed to say.
It was your moment. Great job. I thought you handled that beautifully.
You obviously struck a chord at the end there. As soon as you said he better get right with his God, he hung up. So,
yeah. Jeez. You guys, this is absolutely insane. Your work that you put into this, like, I can't thank you enough.
Well, there you go. Honestly, she was so calm and collected while confronting this guy, even as he spun up these excuses. And I want to mention that despite claiming he wasn't the guy, not only did she get multiple missed calls from the scammer on Telegram after that, she texted me soon after, quote, "He just erased all of the Telegram messages. I think he connected the dots."
Make sure you export the most recent Telegram accounts. That's the first thing he's going to do is try to delete all that.
Oh, I just got 3 missed calls from Mr. Tyler Hines on my mom's phone.
Just now?
Really?
Yep.
So yeah, that's even more evidence that it was the same guy on the phone and on Telegram, because these were just moments apart. But from here, my honest hope is that the police now can connect the dots as well and finish the job. These romance scams are a blight on our society, and even though they're incredibly lucrative and hard to catch, I'm really proud that we unmasked this guy for Erin, not only for her, but so the next time someone is scamming a quadriplegic mother, they'll think twice and wonder, who exactly is on the other end of this call?
Yes, hello. This is Zilla Payment Solutions. No relation to that guy. this is actually Mr. Kit Boga?
Thank you.